正道的经文。今天正道的经文是在彼得前书二章四到十节。彼得前书二章四到十节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。”所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人，有话说：“匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的头块石头。”又说：“做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。”他们既不顺从，就在道理上跌绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。这是今天正道的经文。
Many of you know that almost 3 years ago, Catherine and I adopted 2 children.
那你们当中可能很多人知道说，在大概是3年前，我跟我太太 Catherine， 我们认养了两个孩子。
We discovered early in our married life, nearly 30 years ago, that we could not have children.
那大概30年前，也是我们刚结婚的初期，我们知道说我们没有办法有自己生育孩子。
And then in 2012.As I was completing my PhD, we both sensed God's call to adopt.
那在2012年的时候，就我在我即将完成我的博士的学位的时候，我们两个觉得神在呼召我们，我们要去认养小孩。
The adoption process was long.
那这个认养程序是非常的冗长。
It required hours of interviews with social workers.
那这需要要跟有好多个小时跟那些社工人员能够面谈。
It required home safety inspections.
那也要求我们要做家里的安全的一个检查。
It required background checks.
还要检查我跟我太太我们的背景。
It required detailed references.
那还需要很详细的一些推荐人的资料。
And it required attendance at training events.
那还需要要求我们要参加一些训练的课程。
Only when these were finished were our profiles available to social workers across the province.
那只有当这些程序都完成做过了以后呢，我们的资料才会送到整个省所有的那些社工人员的手上。
And then the profiles of foster children given to us.
那些待认养的孩子，他们的资料也才会到我们的手上来。
We saw several profiles of children.
那我们看过很多孩子他的资料。
None seemed right.
没有一个看起来是对的。
For several months, we no longer received any profiles.
那当中有好几个月，我们不再看到任何的资料了。
We wondered if adoption was still right.
我们在怀疑说，难道认养不是一个正确的方法吗？
And then in February of 2015, our social worker called.
但是在2015年的2月，我们的社工人员他打电话给我。
There were 2 children who might be perfect for us.
他说有两个孩子，他们可能对你们很适合你们的。
Apparently, the boy had prayed that he and his sister would be adopted by Christians.
很明显的，这个小男孩他祷告说，他跟他的姐姐能够被一个基督徒的家庭所认养。
His social worker told him that that might not be possible.
他的社工人员跟他说，这个不是很可行哦。
He had said, okay.
他说好吧。
But after thinking about it, he told the social worker that he wanted Christian parents.
但是他想了一想，他跟这个社工人讲说，但是我想要基督徒的父母。
He was not prepared to be adopted by non-Christians.
他并没有预备要被一个不是基督徒的父母所认养。
I mean, wow.
Wow.
Catherine and I looked at the profiles.
那我的太太跟我们一起看这些资料。
Yes, these were the children.
是的，就是这两个孩子。
And within 4 months, they became our forever family.
就在4个月里面，这两位孩子成为我们正式永远的家人。
God brought us together.
神把我们聚集召集在一起。
And we chose them.
我们拣选了他们。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
彼得前书二章九节这么说：唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
For the Christians that Peter is writing to, this is amazing news.
那对彼得他所写信的对象来讲，这是一个很不可思议的一个消息。
Many of them were rejected by family and friends because of their Christian faith.
因为当中他们很多人被他们，因为他们信仰被他们家人所排弃。
Many of them lost status and opportunity because they followed Jesus.
那他们当中很多人因为他们跟随主耶稣基督，所以他们失去他们社会的地位，他们失去了很多的机会。
They lived in a hostile environment.
他们活在一个是相当敌对的一个环境里面。
They were as 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 and as 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11 say, aliens or strangers in the world.
就好像彼得前书一章一节或二章十一节讲到了，他们说他们是客旅，是寄居的
，rejected by the world，
被这世界所弃绝。
Christians down the centuries have known this。
几世纪以来，基督徒都知道这样的事情。
April 30th, which has just passed，
那刚刚过去的四月三十号。
Was the 1,714th anniversary of the most vicious persecution of Christians in the ancient world?
那刚过去的四月三十号是我们在纪念一个基督徒的一个大迫害的1714年的纪念日。
On April the 30th, 304 A.D., the Roman Emperor Diocletian decreed the Great Persecution.
在主后304年的四月三十号，有一个罗马帝国的皇帝叫做戴克里先，他颁布了一个大屠杀的一个律法。
It is said that the carnage was so horrific that even Colosseum lions to whom Christians were thrown had become tired.
他说这个大屠杀是这么的可怕，甚至那些因为大屠杀的时候，他们把基督徒丢到竞技场里面喂狮子。因为这个屠杀是这么的可怕，狮子里他们都觉得很疲惫了。
These Christians were indeed strangers in the world.
这些基督徒没错，是对这世界被世界所排弃了。
But they faced these trials because they knew they were chosen by God.
但是他们面对这些试探，因为他们知道他们是被神所拣选的。
And nothing could change the fact that you and I are chosen by God.
但是没有任何事情可以改变这个事实，就是你和我都是被神所拣选的。
There are two points I want us to consider this morning.
今天早上我想跟大家分享两点。
The first is that Jesus was chosen.
第一个就是神是被拣选的。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 6 quotes Isaiah 28 verse 16.
在彼得前书二章六节这么说。
See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone.
这是从以赛亚书二十八章十六节所引用出来的。他说：“看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。”
A cornerstone was fundamental to sound construction.
那一个房角石是一个健全的一个建筑物很重要的一个根基。
It had near perfect 90 degree angles.
它有一个很完美将近90度的一个角度。
The cornerstone gave the building structural integrity.
那这个房角石给一个建筑一个很健全的一个根基。
Once the cornerstone was placed, all other stones could be placed with confidence.
那当一个房角石被放好了以后，所有其他的建筑一个石头就可以跟着它慢慢很有信心的建造起来。
And so choosing the cornerstone was very important. So,
选择一个房角石是非常重要的。
Jesus is the cornerstone for the church.
耶稣就是教会的房角石。
We are built upon him and he gives us structural integrity.
我们是根基在耶稣身上而建造的，那他给我们这个生命能够一个很健全的一个生命。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
我们来看彼得前书一章十九到二十节。
We are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
他这么说，基督的宝血如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
Today, scientists still theorize about what happened before the first moment of the universe.
今天的科学家还在找寻着说，在这个宇宙开始之前的那个时刻，到底是发生什么事情？
But here we are told.
在这里我们就知道是发生什么的事情。
Even before the universe came into being, it was in God's heart that Jesus would go to the cross for you, for me, and for the whole world.
在这个世界创造开始之前，神的心里面就想着说，他的儿子耶稣基督要为你、你和我的罪而被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ was the sacrificial lamb, the chosen one to pay the price for our sin.
耶稣是那被选择代罪的一个羔羊，为你和我的罪而受死。
When Catherine and I first saw the profile of our two children, they had no idea we were thinking about them.
当我和我太太 Catherine 看到这两个孩子他们的答案的时候，那两个孩子并不知道我们心里想着什么。
They were in our hearts and minds before they knew it.
他们知道以前，他们两个已经在我和我太太的心里面了。
God had you and me in His heart and mind before creation.
在创世以前，你和我的都已经在神的心里面惦记着了。
So we are chosen because Jesus was chosen.
我们是被拣选的，因为耶稣基督他是被拣选的。
What else can we do but fall on our knees in love and adoration?
我们除了在爱中或者敬拜里面来爱我们的神以外，我们还能够屈膝敬拜神以外，我们还能够做什么事情呢？
The second point is that we are chosen for a purpose.
那第二个点我想讲的是说，我们的被拣选是有个目的的。
To belong to God.
是为了属于耶稣。
This was the great privilege of the people of Israel in the Old Testament.
这个对旧约里面的以色列人是一个很大的一个特权，是一个殊荣。
In Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6, God said to the Israelites these words.
在出埃及记的十九章五到六节，神这么说。
Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
Peter takes these words and says that followers of Jesus are a chosen royal priesthood, holy, belonging to God.
彼得拿了这些圣经这些话语，跟那些耶稣的一个跟随者跟他们讲说，他们是祭司的国度，是圣洁的国民，他们是属神的。
In fact, followers of Jesus become the place where God dwells.
事实上，跟随耶稣的门徒变成神所居住的一个所在。
In the Old Testament, the temple symbolized God's presence among His people.
在旧约里面，一个殿堂就是神的子民所聚集的地方。
In the New Testament, it is the church, the community of believers, who become the temple.
那在新约里面就是信主的人他们聚集在一起这是变成了一个殿堂也就是教会
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22 says And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit
在以弗所书二章二十二节讲到说你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
1 Peter 2 verse 5says that we are like living stones being built into a spiritual house.
那彼得前书二章五节这么说，就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
If you purchase or rent a property, it is normal to look it over first.
如果你买一个产业，或者是你要租一个房子，很正常，你就会先看一下下。
30 years ago, Catherine and I bought our first house.
那在三十年前，我和我的妻子第一次购买一个房子。
It was advertised with potential.
那他广告时候讲说非常有潜力。
In other words, it needed way more than a home makeover.
意思就是说，它需要比美容还有更多的一个工程。
It belonged to an elderly lady and her son.
那这个房子呢，是属于一个老太太跟她儿子的。
He was a keen motorbike repairer and a petty thief.
那他的儿子呢，是一个很喜欢修理摩托车的一个人，而且可是他是一个小贼。
When we first saw the property, there were oily motorcycle parts left on the floor.
那当我们第一次看这个房子的时候呢，那地上充满了很多油腻腻的一些摩托车的零件。
It had been infested with flies.
那上面很多苍蝇寄居在上面。
The son had used his mom's incontinence pads as loft space insulation.
那他儿子用他妈妈为了防止尿失禁的那个垫子呢，来做那个房子的一个隔热的一个棉。
And there were several suitcases with stolen goods in them, which the police wanted nothing to do with.
那还看到很多的箱子里面充满了偷来的东西，那警察对那些东西根本就不想处理它。
But the highlights were the decomposing dinner left several weeks earlier in the oven.
那是重点是说他的烤箱里面充满了很多放了好几个礼拜已经腐败的食物。
And wait for it.
等一下。
The filled commode under the bed.
还有在他的床底下放了很多充满了尿的那些尿盆。
It took a lot to imagine this house as our future home.
这个很难想象，这个会是未来我们要居住的一个房子。
Yet we cleaned it out and eventually moved in.
是的，我们把它清理干净了，而且我们最后搬进去了。
The house was ours.
那个房子是我们的。
And in that house, we worshiped the Lord.
在那房子里面，我们一起敬拜神。
We welcomed believers and non-believers.
我们欢迎信主和不信主弟兄姐妹。
We studied the scriptures.
我们一起研读圣经话语。
And we grew in our love for Jesus.
我们一起在神爱里面成长。
We chose that house despite all the horrors within.
我们选择了这个房子，虽然它是怎么可曾经多么的可怕。
It belonged to us.
那房子属于我们的。
God chose us no matter the horrors in our lives.
神拣选了我们，不管尽管我们过去我们很污秽的东西。
We belong to God and He has moved in.
我们属于神，而且他进入我们的生命里面。
We become His dwelling.
我们成为神的所在。
Called to declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
要叫我们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
I said there were two points.
我刚刚说是有两点。
Actually, there's one more.
其实还有一点。
We must want to be chosen.
我们必须要愿意被拣选。
Peter reminds us that there are those who reject Jesus.
那彼得他有提醒我们说，有曾经有人被拒，他们拒绝耶稣。
The cornerstone that gives strength and integrity to our lives is the very stone that others stumble and fall over.
那这个提供给我们生命力量和确保我们生命的构造健全的一个房角石，也就是那个房角石令到一些人跌倒。
1 Peter 2 verse 8 says, they stumble because they disobey the message.
彼得前书二章八节讲到说，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。
They do not believe.
他们不相信。
Peter reminds us that there is no middle ground.
彼得提醒我们说，没有一个中间的一个地带。
Jesus is Lord, and either we believe in Him or we do not.
耶稣就是主，我们要么相信他是，要么相信就不相信。
Now, please understand, God wants everyone to know Him.
但是你要了解，神是希望每个人都认识他。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得后书三章九节讲到说，神乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
But some choose not to follow Jesus.
但是有些人他们选择，他们不想跟随耶稣。
And this gives us a heavy heart.
那这让我们心情很沉重。
May we at Trinity never give up on sharing Christ with others so that they can hear the good news and choose Jesus.
但愿我们在三一七教会弟兄姐妹，我们不要放弃跟人分享神的福音，让他们可以来认识耶稣基督。
On June 22nd, 2015, Catherine and I signed documents to confirm that we would become forever parents to our two children.
那在2015年的6月22号，我和我太太，我们签了那个合约，我们认养这两个孩子，然后我们成为一个永远的一个家人。
I remember that day clearly.
我一直很清晰的记得那一天。
Tears ran down my face.
我的脸上充满了泪水。
I looked both children in the eyes and promised that there was nothing they could ever do to lessen my love for them.
我看着两个孩子的眼睛，我跟他们讲说，没有任何一件事情会减少我对他们的爱。
I would always love them.
我会永远的爱他们。
By God's grace as their father, I had chosen them.
借着神的恩典，我成为父亲，我选择了他们。
And they were mine forever.
他们是永远是我的。
God chose us.
神拣选了我们。
In Christ.
在基督里面。
Before the creation of the world, as Ephesians 1 verse 4 says.
在这个创世以前，就好像以弗所书一章四节所说的。
We are His.
我们是他的。
If you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, may this truth encourage you each day as you live for Christ and share Christ.
如果你认识耶稣是你个人的救主的话，愿这个真理能够每天鼓励你，当你跟别人分享神的福音的时候。
If you do not yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior, may this truth cause you to seek Him and, I pray, choose the one who wants to choose you.
如果你还不认识耶稣的时候，我希望今天的讯息能让你去寻找他，要选择那一个人，他是因为他选择了你。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing a hymn of response.
接下来我们。